Across the country, over-the-counter hearing aids are now available in more stores and online. That means no doctor's office visit or prescription to get them, and it could mean less expensive options for millions of people in this country with hearing loss. Nina Kick reports on aging for Vermont Public, and she's here to tell us more about the new devices. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Nina, I understand you've actually been talking a lot about these over-the-counter hearing aids with your mom. Tell us what's right. intrigued her so much about these new options.
We were actually out shopping, browsing over-the-counter hearing aids at Best Buy yesterday. And like a lot of people, I think the price point is what's the biggest plus for her, plus convenience. My mom is in her late 80s, and like a lot of Americans, she put off getting prescription hearing aids longer than she probably should have, mostly because of how much they cost. And just to explain to people that haven't gotten hearing aids before, they're really expensive. They can cost anywhere from $2,000 a pair up to $6,000 or more.
Wow.
So they're a big ticket item, and Medicare and most private insurance doesn't cover them. So my mom's excited about the price point, and she's also been seeing TV ads for over-the-counter hearing aids a lot lately, like this one for a brand called Lively.
They cost thousands less.
It's insanely user-friendly. You take the hearing test online, the doctor programs in the settings, you don't even need to go into an office.
They're delivered to your door in a few days, and you're up and running in no time.
Delivered to your door, super convenient. I mean, it almost makes it sound like it's fun to get your hearing aids figured out.
It's so easy. Well, how are these hearing aids different from like prescription hearing aids or some of the other devices that have been sold for years in drugstores?
Yeah, you're probably talking about some of the low-cost headsets you might see to boost your TV or devices like Hunters or Bird Watchers wear that amplify sound. These are not those. Those are amplification devices. And to avoid confusion, you're going to want to look for the words hearing aid on the package to know that you are, in fact, getting a hearing aid. If it says that, it'll have customizable volume control, and it'll have met these new FDA standards for things like safety and labeling and effectiveness. The other difference between these new over-the-counter devices and the prescription devices that have been available is you don't go through a specialist, so you don't have an audiologist kind of holding your hand through the process. Consumers will do that themselves, and if they're tech savvy, that might be a breeze, downloading an app, working with a web interface. But, you know, going through or thinking about my mother going through this process, someone who's not so tech savvy, who's got vision problems, I can see that being an issue. Kelly Rohr, an audiologist at Rutland Regional Medical Center in Vermont, says she's getting all kinds of calls from people asking about these new devices.
I do love that there's some hype because it's getting the word out about hearing loss and hearing devices and destigmatizing all of them. But there's definitely the possibility of people spending money on something that's just not going to work for them.
But how do you avoid that? Like, I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to buy these. What advice do you have for them?
Yeah, I think just main thing is make sure you can get your money back. Have a long return window, at least 30 days, long warranty, and make sure whatever you buy has a lot of customer support backing it. So if you need help, you can easily get it. Audiologists also recommend anyone experiencing hearing loss get a hearing test first to rule out any medical issues.
Nina Keck is a senior reporter with Vermont Public. Thank you, Nina.
You're welcome.